Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Friday, December 16th, 2022. U.S. futures are indicating a lower open as of 4:05 a.m. Eastern Time. European equity markets have opened in the negative territory following deep losses in the prior session and mostly weaker levels in Asia. U.S. dollar is softer versus Japanese yen and euro, but firmer versus sterling. Treasury yields are flat at the short end and higher at the long end. Crude oil and gold commodities are both lower. Bitcoin futures are flat. In macro news, markets remain on the back foot with the latest weakness attributed to the recent macro developments. Following the hawkish takeaways from Wednesday's Fed meeting, the European Central Bank hiked rates by 50 basis points as expected, but hawkish comments led to a rise in peak rate projections. In other economic news, the Bank of Japan is widely expected to leave policy unchanged next Tuesday, but attention is turning to the speculation of a policy review in 2023 after Governor Kuroda's term ends in April. The Philippines lifted the benchmark rate to a 14-year high while signaling more tightening to tame inflation, while the Central Bank of Thailand said that rate hikes would be gradual and measured. On the data front, France's December flash manufacturing PMI came in higher than consensus, but its services PMI came in short of expectations. Germany's flash PMIs exceeded estimates. The Eurozone PMI composite reading came in contractionary territory, but up to a four-month high. The UK retail sales fell in November, missing expectations for an increase. Key focus on the US macro calendar today is also the flash PMIs for December. Notable earnings reporters in the US today are Accenture and Darden Restaurants, both posting their results before the open. In corporate news, D.R. Horton will acquire the home building operations of Riggins Custom Homes for about $107 million in cash. Avaya Holdings is nearing a Chapter 11 bankruptcy filing to restructure its balance sheet as it looks to turn around its business, according to the Wall Street Journal. In Asia, equity markets finished mostly weaker on Friday, with all major benchmarks set for weekly losses. Japan and Taiwan saw sharp declines. Mainland China was moderately lower, while Hong Kong was the only market finishing in the positive territory. Local media has reported that Hong Kong's border with mainland China is set to fully reopen in early January, which would mark the latest step in Hong Kong's transition to normality after the government scrapped most of its COVID rules this week. At the same time, the recent boost in risk appetite from China's reopening steps appears to be giving way to concerns about a continued drag on economic activity from surging infections and virus fears. European equity markets are trading lower. Sentiment is fragile after Thursday's sell-off following the recent central bank developments, though the Bank of England Governor Bailey has said that he sees good news in recent UK inflation figures. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. market preview for Friday, December 16th, 2022. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.